was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's a beautiful Saturday, September 22nd, here in the Northeast. Just slightly cloudy, mostly blue skies, the way it should be in the heart of the fall. And I hope you're enjoying it. Not too much, because if you had really enjoyable things to do, then you wouldn't be listening to me right now, would you? My friends, thank you for joining me. Our call-in number this afternoon, as always, is 1-800-313-9443. And that is for calling in with your questions during today's very interesting program. This is going to be an interesting, jam-packed, technology-filled program with some fascinating guests, a general application of BIC to all sorts of situations, and a review of some of the bankruptcy technology we reviewed at the free seminar last weekend. That phone number is not to listen to the program, it's to call in. I'm glad to announce that our email addresses are unclogged after our period of dormancy, you might say, when we were hibernating in preparation for this fantastic seminar that unfolded this past weekend. We had a double-sized hall filled with more than 100 people, and frankly, the second day was the best day of seminar presentation I've ever had the blessing to be able to provide. Anyway, things are back to normal with our email accounts. Remember, folks, we're on Saturday today at 1 p.m., and we're going to make the most of those Saturday programs. And we're also on Sunday night in our regular time slot at 1 p.m., both Eastern Standard Time. You might be interested, if you want a concrete, specific example of how to use the courts and the police agencies to monetize your security interests, you might want to download last Sunday's program. I believe that was September 16th, of Take No Prisoners, where we broadcast live from the free collecting in bankruptcy seminar. We handled a very difficult case, which may remind you of you, a case where there were defaults for failure to show and other things because money was tight and this fellow felt he had to go to work instead of attend his hearings. And I trust that he is now on the right pathway, at least his emails indicate he is. And so should you, if you'll simply download that program from the archives, give it a listen. I think you're going to find lots of information that can be of benefit to you. Also, please remember that if you have any problem, like so many, filing documents or securing apostilles, there's now a resource for you. You can send an email to pfile@hush.com. Please tell them very briefly the circumstances, such as I would like to file two separate notary judgments with documents attached, and I would like 5 certified copies of each. And they'll be able to email you the information as to how to accomplish that goal. They tell me that their protocols are now in place. Folks, I have an interesting story to tell you. I think we'll save it after the break, but we had an attendee at the Law Merchant Conference who was successful.
Lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
That's what you need on a Saturday afternoon when you spent all of last night arguing with your spouse and the kids woke you up at 3 in the morning. You need Charlie Daniels blasting at you by way of Sam Kennedy. But welcome back, folks. That's the penance we pay for the information that we'll be sharing with you today. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, sorry for stepping on the commercial. We had a little technical difficulty. You know, on a Saturday afternoon, for me a Saturday morning, because I work till 3 or 4 in the morning most nights, we're lucky to even be able to contact the station and get the connection rolling properly. Anyway, I mentioned before the break, if you, like so many others, are having trouble filing documents or, securing apostilles from your secretaries of state, send an email to pfile@hush.com and just let them know what it is you're trying to accomplish, such as I'd like to file two separate evidence packets with papers attached and I want four certified copies of each, and they'll get back to you. Folks, let me tell you a story that was told to us at this past weekend's free collecting in bankruptcy seminar. This fellow, this very bright, clever fellow, we enjoyed listening to him, paid a mortgage with a bill of exchange. The bank claimed to have rejected it, of course, and the deed went to sheriff's sale, where he mentioned to the bidders, when he arrived at the sheriff's sale, he mentioned to the bidders that the property had, let's say, $125,000 mechanics lien and liability, as he put it, all over the place, as I recall. So he wound up being the only bidder, which is not all that unusual at these sales. And he again, upon achieving the successful bid, upon outbidding the bank's attorney, of course the bank's attorney is limited, why would they pay more than the outstanding amount of the mortgage, or the amount they feel they can realize for the mortgage, the amount they feel they can realize for reselling the property? They probably have a buyer in place already. So he outbid that attorney, and the deputy took his name and said, bring your cash at 2 o'clock. And he said, no, that's not what you said. You said certified funds or cashier's check or cash. And I will have that here at 2 o'clock. So he went home, and with a friend who I understand is a very capable patriot, who may have some of his own technology, and if you want more information on him, send us an email, and we'll put you in touch. They created a new instrument, a bonded promissory note in the full amount. And he went back and handed it to the deputy, and she said, well, I only have a receipt for 10% here, let's say 12.5. And he said, well, I'd like to pay you the full amount. I trust you guys. And she said, well, then we'll have to put it into escrow. And he said, that's no problem. Because, in effect, wasn't she offering to monetize the instrument? You see, folks, we have our remedies in front of us sometimes and we don't see it. As far as I'm concerned, she could hold it in escrow until hell freezes over because it's paid. So he said, I trust you guys, go ahead and take it. She did, and it was monetized. She gave him a cash receipt for the full amount, let's say $125,000. It took her 10 minutes to prepare the receipt in private, but she came back and handed it to him. He had his notary present with him as a witness, of course, as you always should be when attempting to place an order with the court, command a clerk to do your bidding, inquire as to risk management, or anything else, any other business with the public, you should have a notary by your side, or two notaries. And you should present them as, this is James Smith, agent for the Secretary of State of the State of whatever, or the Commonwealth of whatever. Anyway, she called him over the weekend and finally was able to reach him on Monday and advised him that the bank doesn't know how to process the instrument. Excuse me. I may have made a mistake in that story. That was another bill of exchange that he had presented. So now the bank had rejected a bill of exchange, and the deputy sheriff was attempting to reject or dishonor a bill of exchange. It was not a bond or promissory note. It was a bill of exchange. And he said to her something like, you know, I tendered payment to the bank over the weekend, and surely you're not going to make the same mistake as the bank did. She said, no, I'll take this back to the bank and see what we can do. 3 days later, she called back. This is just a couple of weeks ago, folks. And she said, are you sure about the numbers on this? Because we're having a problem. And he said, yes, I'm positive. If you have a complaint, have the legal representative of the bank send it back to me certified mail. I need this to go through the public. And she said, no, we're not rejecting this. And he said, well, look, let me meet with my legal team and see if I can't get this cleared up. At that point, he came up to Albany and he attended, I believe it was last month's, August's Law Merchant Leadership Conference. I believe we held it on August 2nd, and he stayed for the 5 days. And when he returned, he prepped a bonded promissory note using the BIC technology, which he routed through an indemnity bond that he placed with Treasury. And instead of presenting the bonded promissory note to the deputy sheriff, he presented the bonded promissory note, according to what he said, directly to Treasury, which is an aberration of the system. But, folks, it's all the same company, and he and his friend knew what they were doing, and he presented her with copies of the bonded promissory note and the routing indemnity bond, the indemnity bond being the deposit that was placed with Treasury to draw against. So unlike a BOE, where in the old days some were attempting to draw against Treasury and got in a heap of trouble doing that against the advice of people like Winston, myself, Jack Smith, and others. In this case, using BIC, we're drawing against an instrument that has been accepted and certified as being accepted by the Secretary of the Treasury. So the account has been funded, and sometimes we're drawing against a BC bond, a security that has been funded into that account. Anyway, a few days later, he heard nothing for a few days. And then a few days later, he gets a letter. I won't say when, but let's say sometime at the end of last month, beginning of this month, which said, enclosed is a copy of our journal entry confirming sale and ordering deed and distributing sale proceeds, which we are filing. In other words, congratulations, we have monetized the instrument for you that the bank probably would have refused. And it asked him to review the entry for accuracy and advise him of any changes in 3 days. It went on to say that the cause had been heard on the return of the sheriff of that county, and that the court, finding that the sale was made in conformity with the law and orders of that court, thereby orders the sale and those proceedings approved and confirmed. And it further ordered that the sheriff deliver to the said grantee a deed for the lands and tenants described in the attached exhibit. In other words, they ordered that the deed be presented to the appropriate party for whom that promissory note, on whose behalf the promissory note had been presented. It went on to say it is further ordered that the grantee is subrogated to all the rights of the mortgagee and lien holders in the real estate, and that they take possession in this. So that's well and good, other than the final sentence, which said, it is further ordered that the clerk cause a release to be filed for a record to discharge. Bye-bye mortgage. Bye-bye fraud. Bye-bye seizure of house. It's a done deal, and the warranty deed is on the way. That's how, very often, how BIC works. Sometimes out in the public in language that no one understands. Who else is to know that it was a bonded promissory note other than the sheriff and the maker? What else do we need to say about that? Clearly, the sheriff was willing to monetize the bonded promissory note, even though the mortgage company was in dishonor on it. If anyone doubts that a bonded promissory note represents consideration in the United States under public policy, then I suggest you contact me, and I will put you in touch with not just this sheriff, a number of sheriffs around the country, who will be happy to provide you the copies of the public documents so you can know, like they know, that they have the power to monetize those instruments. You see, folks, if they stop accepting promissory notes, then we're back to common law, and you could wind up missing an eye or a hand before you know it. No one, when they really examine their heart, really wants to go back to common law. The sheriffs, especially, because under common law, people would be taking shots at them, and they'd have every right to under certain circumstances. They'd rather stay in equity, and the way to protect equity is by honoring the BIC payment instruments. Now, in a couple of minutes after this upcoming break, If you're facing these sorts of difficulties, we're going to have some suggestions for you. And later in the program, we're going to bring on three guests and address the specifics of cases just like yours. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, my friends. Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. By the way, friends, I suggest you visit the Republic website, visit some of the various benefits and privileges which can be had through Republic. I think you'll find some interesting stuff there. In fact, you might want to bookmark it as your homepage for the news that's on the front page, the kind of news that you don't get, as you know, on the mainstream sites. Look, if you need a notary and you've had trouble finding a good notary to work with, might I suggest you send an email to notarydepot@hush.com. That's D-E-P-O-T, and they should be able to fix you up. Again, if you have difficulty filing or securing an apostille, send an email to pfile@hush.com. Folks, I don't have an interest in either of those sites, but the people there are trusted by me, and they will do their best to be of service to you. They'll make a few dollars along the way, some of them will, I suspect, and that's fine with me because I think it's a loving act for them to be providing this service at a reasonable, any of those services at a reasonable cost. Now I really want to have a heart-to-heart talk with you before we talk about bankruptcy and some of the many technologies that we reviewed last weekend, as well as the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar. We'll have an important announcement about that. Also, we're going to be looking at BIC applied in a very vexing grand jury case during this program. So stay tuned, please. But, you know, let's get to the real core of the issue. If you're facing the kinds of difficulties that people write me about all day long, I had one email just about an hour ago that said, desperate for a mentor, and he went into very brief detail of a friend in prison, four lawsuits, a number of IRS and agency problems. And, you know, you're fighting on all these fronts. You have two choices. Make no mistake about it. You can languish in ignorance and let the powers that be force you into compliance, which is what they really want, is they want you to become a compliant robot. And that's your choice if you choose to follow that pathway. Or you can dedicate yourself to studying, learning, and growing personally and spiritually. But there is no halfway point. There's no compromise there. You can't mix white paint and black paint and wind up with anything less than a shade of gray. It's impossible. And you can't mix compliance as a subject, United States person, with being a living sovereign man or woman. There's no halfway to being a living sovereign man or woman. Either you study and learn and gain the confidence to do it, or you're going to take some real hard lumps. I hate to dwell on the negative, but there are so many of you who engage me in a manner that is clearly indicative that you will be suffering hard consequences that I thought I'd alert you. You know, if you leave me a message like, Sam, a voicemail message, it says, Sam, I sent in the documents you told me to send. The lawyer laughed at me. Now they're going to sell my home. I need you to call me within 2 minutes. Then it's clear to me that you are in that group of people that more than likely will lose his or her home and suffer even greater catastrophe than that. So often, we are our worst enemies. We are our primary victimizers. What's missing are the necessary listening skills to engage very clever public officials. For instance, I never make recommendations. And if I catch myself making a recommendation, I backtrack in it and point out that I do not want to make a recommendation. I won't tell you what to do. I can only tell you what I might do. And what's good for me might not be good for you. And if you tell me, if you leave me a message like, Sam, tell me what to do, after we've had conversations to that extent, I know you are not listening. And I don't care about my personal frustration that you're not listening, because I can't live your life for you, but I'm telling you now that you are on the short list for future disaster. I don't care if you listen to me. Hell, I can't get my dog to sit. But if you don't listen to them, and more importantly, if you don't listen to yourself and the voice of the Lord as it's coming through you, you are in for a rough time. So if I say, send me the details in an email, and you leave me another four or five messages, Sam, I need you, tell me what to do, I don't even want to call you back, because I know that nothing I can say will be of benefit to you until you get your act straightened out. If you give me excuses, my computer's not working, that's not happening, this isn't happening, I'm thinking in my mind that circumstances don't make the man, they reveal the man. And there's nothing I can do. There's, you know the old saying, when the student is ready, the teachers will appear. If you are not ready and open-minded to your own needs and necessities, if you're not open-minded to the voice of the Lord, and if you're not at least a little bit open-minded to what I'm saying, if you come to me for suggestions, then you're probably in for difficult times ahead. Now, we're going to pick up this topic again because it's so important. for many of you out there, certainly not for all of you, but for many of you. And we'll do that in a couple of minutes after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Please join me after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to the Saturday edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Saturday, September 22nd, and I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It's my pleasure to be with you. We're discussing an interesting topic here, and I think this is something that people need to hear, even if they think they don't. We'll be talking about lots of technology in just a couple of minutes. But the technology is useless if the attitude and temperament are not adequate to the task. So, for instance, if you call me and start whining, excuse me for the expression, but start whining about you're going to lose your house in 2 days, and you had the opportunity to attend the free, I repeat, the free collecting in bankruptcy seminar with emphasis on delaying and aborting foreclosure and monetizing commercial liens or any security interest for that matter, and you chose not to attend, What do you think your chances are in overcoming the difficulties that you face? How motivated do you think mentors will be to take their valuable time? They have hundreds of people coming to them for advice and consult or just for handholding. And you had the opportunity to attend a seminar that would cost you nothing, where you could have shared a room and had it be minimal cost all over, in the exact topic that you needed, and now you're asking them to take their time free of charge and mentor you in that which was offered free of charge just a couple of days earlier. That's one of those things that places you in that category of someone who probably will not be successful this time around until you've learned the real lessons. But let me say this, since this is a program that deals in solutions, not problems, most of the time, it is not too late. There are many things you can do. If you're serious, if you're listening to my voice and you are serious about solving your dilemmas, then you need to get busy and locate, identify, and absorb the many resources that are available out there to assist you free of charge. For instance, you might first thing download and listen to last Sunday's broadcast. I believe it was September 16th. And you'll hear a robust live presentation in front of a wonderful supportive audience, so you'll know you're not alone, from the Collecting in Bankruptcy meeting. We handled a very tough case, as I mentioned. This is a fellow who defaulted on a creditor's meeting, defaulted on the hearing, which was called by the primary bank that he had filed the bankruptcy to abort, or at least delay. That bank called a hearing to relieve the automatic stay, which bankruptcy places on those collection proceedings, and he didn't show he defaulted on that. Now, we didn't ball him out. It was sort of humorous the way he presented it, actually. But he dug himself a hole, and hopefully he now has the tools. He feels he has the tools after that seminar to dig his way out of it. And that program is available free of charge on the Internet. You might listen to the Sunday program. If you're going to complain, how do I stop these people? You might listen to today's program, of course, and hear about using a bonded promissory note to repurchase one's own home. You might listen to the week before. I believe it was Sunday, what was it, the 16th, take 7 days away, the 9th, perhaps? Sunday the 9th of the broadcast edition of Take No Prisoners, in which I spoke at length about trial by notary and the extraordinary power that can be wielded by a notary public. In fact, in some states, duty bound to wield that power when you command it. That's a real-world solution to a problem when you can issue a summons or a subpoena to call a third-party defendant in to testify under oath as to what happened to the funds that was certified you stole on such and such a date. You might order some of Winston's wonderful materials. They're not highly expensive. I realize everything's relative, but in the scheme of what I paid for my medical education, it's a drop in the bucket. It's a drop in the bucket. And worth every penny, because Winston's a brilliant fellow. You might order the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar that we're making available through my associate, Brian Williams, at takenoprisoners@hush.com. Folks, people ask me, Sam, is this going to be available? They asked me all day long, would we make the bankruptcy seminar available? And I told them what I tell everyone who asks me, I don't know. Let me see how it turns out, because I am not going to charge people to evangelize garbage. And I will not count my, what is it, count the chickens or count the eggs? What the heck is that expression? Well, I will not put the horse before the cart. Because, frankly, I wasn't thrilled with my presentation on day one. It was adequate. We got the information across, but we had technical difficulties. I had intended to prepare better, but I got interrupted by more than a dozen people who showed up without having registered, and I had to deal with that, and it took me off my game. But the second day was the best presentation I've ever given, and new technology was being formed, it seemed, every 10 or 15 minutes. Another way we could do this, another way we could do that. It occurred to me that we could bring the judge in an adversarial suit in his own forum if he was problematic and there's no way he could stop us. It occurred to me that we could load the creditors meeting with friendly creditors as well as a notary public creditor. And we'll talk more about that in another 5 or 10 minutes. And a whole bunch of other things, sort of wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. They just were there. The words, you know the old expression, when you need the words, the Lord will provide them. And he did provide them, I'm happy to say. So we have decided, I've decided after listening to the seminar, that we will make it available. And it's available through Brian at TakeNoPrisoners@Hush.com. And folks, if you're facing foreclosure, if you're facing collection actions, if you're facing other actions in which seem hopeless at the time and you either need to buy time or you have your remedy in hand and don't know how to process it, such as a security interest, a commercial lien, or you just want to exercise your prerogatives as a creditor, as first in line paramount secured party creditor to the debtor, then this is the course for you. And I rarely talk in those terms, but this was, I know from the feedback I received the very day we departed and the emails I received after, dozens of people came to me and said, I'm leaving here with a tangible remedy in my hand. I know exactly what I have to do when I get back, and I can't wait to get there. When I get that kind of feedback, I'm motivated to listen to it. I don't like to listen to my own words. I can't stand the way I sound on the radio. But I listened this time, and I can't wait for this material to be distributed. So if it can be of benefit to you, if you'd like to look at a two-day snapshot of one hellfire enforcement strategy that's consistent with the philosophy I have espoused before, that you only need to be an expert in one area, and the world will be your oyster. If you want to master bankruptcy, this will set you on your ways. It's a cookbook of strategies and procedures, and we're going to review some of those in just a minute as to how one would go about it. You'll also get to hear that fellow tell his story about monetizing through the sheriff. Another option, if you're really serious about things, is to join me October 11th through the 15th for what could very well be the final Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. I am not planning another, but I'm also involved in many other things, and I suspect 2008 will be a year of remarkable change. And I'm sorely tempted to shift from education to enforcement and other similar treats. So I do not know what the spring will hold. We may very well offer another, but the way I feel right now, the odds are that we won't. These are enjoyable and very, very difficult and time-consuming to pursue, and I put everything in my own life and my family's lives on hold to do them. So and I'm also involved in some other scenarios that are growth experiences for me that allow me to expand on my technologies and skills as well. There's always room to move up. If any of us claim to be the Lord, then we have no place higher to go. But for the rest of us, there's always room to improve, and I like to approach things with a beginner's mind. You can also stay home and study right there in front of your computer. You can work with the growing army of mentors, albeit they are beset by people who want their attentions, but they're assisting hundreds and shortly thousands, if not thousands already, across this great land and around the globe. That's how I learned most of my knowledge. I sat there and I sweated it out. And I sweated it out for 18 and 20 hours a day some days. Some days going on 4 hours sleep and a quick meal. Day after day, week after week, year after year. You don't have to do it that intensely, but you can certainly gain so much. There is so much information that's out there. And you'll also gain the skills to discriminate between the good information and the dangerous information and the bad information. I suspect the Lord will have no pity on you if you wallow in self-pity. When he sees that you have squandered his gifts in hatred, depression, and self-deception, what sort of mercy can you expect when you're facing judgment? Don't do it, my friends. Resist the temptation, because if you look within yourself, you will find the solution to your problems. Yahweh works within each and every one of us, and I see examples of that practically every day of my life. Anyway, my friends, let's talk about some of these collecting in bankruptcy strategies. The first thing I would do, if you're facing difficulties, any situation you have, collecting, foreclosure, even a criminal case, might I suggest that remedies are available in bankruptcy. We're in bankruptcy. What's the only possible system of law when the operational currency that you would trade for a valuable good or service is a liability? The answer, of course, is bankruptcy. The first thing I suggest we might wish to do is to read the study guide that we've put together on the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar. Many of you have that seminar in your grasp. It has all of the, there are two study guides, a chapter 7 and chapter 11, and these are invaluable. I know, because I wrote them. They have all of the parameters of the bankruptcy court forum. We used them, especially the chapter 13 guide, where we took their manual and dissected it into sort of a bullet point, an outline format. And then I hot linked the table of contents to each section so you can find your way around quickly. They also contain hot links directly to the Cornell Law site for whatever Title 11, which is where bankruptcy occurs. Bankruptcy is a fiction in the Title 11 fiction. And also to the Title 11 Appendix Federal Rules of Bankruptcy. We're only interested in the rules that work on our behalf. So that guide allows you instantly to read the information you need, and in most cases where there's an important section of code, it's pasted right into the study guide right there, indented, ready to be read, the important section underlined. We don't care about codes normally, but when a debtor files in bankruptcy, it must be done according to the rules and procedures, or they will chop it up and spit it out. And that happens all the time to people who are not prepared. So those guides are the first place to go, and it won't take you but a half a day to read one of them. Start with the Chapter 13 guide, I suggest. And you'll be able to discriminate as to whether Chapter 13 or 7 would be the better remedy. Chapter 7 has no limits on the amount of liability the debtor owes to the secured priority and unsecured creditors. So if one is seeking to collect to the tune of what some of our security interests in our straw people are tuned to, then Chapter 7 might be the place to go. Chapter 13 has limits of $923,000 or so of secured creditor liability. In other words, if the debtor exceeds $923,000 or close to that in liability to all of the secured creditors put together, then they would not be permitted to file a bankruptcy action, or they would file a bankruptcy action and it would be kicked out. But that's also, I know from personal conversations with the attorneys for the bankruptcy court, the administrative attorneys, that that's a snapshot taken on the day of filing, and those can rise substantially thereafter. So you can exploit that knowledge at times in the bankruptcy setting. After reviewing the study guide, we should review the standard bankruptcy forms which are offered at the bankruptcy court website. But they are a mess at the bankruptcy court website, and their titles don't mean anything. They're form numbers, generally. We have retitled all of them. We've organized them into folders in order of use for voluntary actions, for involuntary bankruptcy actions, and for adversarial actions undertaken within the bankruptcy. Let me just say that an adversarial action is the simplest lawsuit you might imagine filing it. My grandmother, if she were alive, could have filed a bankruptcy action. Why do I say that? Because they give you all the forms. It's a simple check-off or fill-in. The subpoenas are ready to go. The summonses are ready to go. And I suggest to you that those subpoenas and summonses serve as your framework for other cases that you're in as well. Because what is a subpoena and a summons? A summons is an invitation to come in or be cited for default in a fresh case. And a subpoena is an invitation to testify or present certified documents and accountings. Does that not bring a smile to your face? It's sure bringing one to mine. All of those are organized for you. You open the adversarial action folder and it's right there. Here's the complaint. Here's the summons. Here are the subpoenas. Ready to go. No work, which is the way I know a lot of you like it. But that's the kind of work I'm willing to do. You don't want to bog down in procedure when you're seeking substance, and you are seeking the substance of a set-off, a discharge, and a temporary stay until you get to those points. We're going to pick this up after this short commercial break, my friends. You are listening to what's going to shape up as a wonderful Saturday edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Join me after the break, folks. We're going to have a good time.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Wow. train.
It's a boogie thing. Oh, it's a boogie thing. It's a boogie thing. Boogie all night.
It's that boogie train, and we are boogieing to the end of the first hour of Take No Prisoners at Hush.com. My friends, I've been informed by my producer, John, that we have a lot of people listening to the program this afternoon. I'm glad to hear that. And no one's calling in, which is fine. I understand that this information may be of interest, and there is a time to listen, and there is a time to ask questions. So that may be very wise of you folks out there at this point. We do have some guests coming up. I've also been informed that a chat room is now available. We're going to bring you the details of that in the second hour, where you can pose your questions to us, and we'll be able to answer them. Like, I really need another email site to have to answer questions from, but we'll be happy to, actually. So it could turn into something very nice. We'll get that information to you. Anyway, the next thing I would do is I would go through these forms one by one. Very simple to open. They're all PDFs. And it will really take you through the progression of what it is you are trying to accomplish in the bankruptcy court. It starts with the actual petition and the various financial statement and statement of intent and a sample bankruptcy plan, a one-page plan. So you can see how simple that is to put together. As I said at the seminar, you know, the plans say things like, normally a plan has to be over a 3 or 5 year period, no longer than that, in Chapter 13. So you're going to pay out all the debts because the secured party creditors, the secured creditors and the priority creditors get full payment under Chapter 13. It's the unsecured creditors that get screwed. In fact, that should be the name on the bankruptcy court site. Screw your secured creditors for $235. There's a deal if ever you heard it. I think the limit of secured creditors that you can screw, unsecured creditors that you can screw in Chapter 13 is 309 or 303 or something like that, $1,000 of total liability to unsecured creditors. However, there may be some other things that you can do following some of these ideas that we discussed at the meeting. And it turns out that we might want to appear as a secured creditor or have friendly creditors appear who have valid bona fide security interests with the debtor in bankruptcy. So you may find that Chapter 13 can be a very versatile program to follow. In that event where, let's say, there are three friendly creditors sitting there at the creditors meeting, the bankruptcy plan might be what I call a one-day plan. We don't need 3 years or 5 years. We need one day. Trustee, I want you to collect on all of the debtor's property that you're holding in your hand, because the first thing you do when you enter bankruptcy is, the first thing the debtor does is transfer title to the property to the trustee of the bankruptcy, the United States trustee. And as we all know, the trustee of anything, of any trust, if there's a trustee, let's presume there's a trust, well, the trustee not only holds title, but if you hold title, what are you? You're the liable party. The trustee is liable here. And what if the debtor in bankruptcy had one big item of value, one big bolus of personal property that the U.S. trustee is obliged by statute to liquidate to pay the friendly creditors? Can you imagine that? Well, you won't have to imagine it, because we're going to review it in all of its gory detail when we come back for the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Folks, please join me in 1 minute. This is a short statement.